AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's predicting the U.S. will be finished with the Iran war in 2 to 3 weeks. But he tells reporters securing the Strait of Hormuz is not part of what he's after.
Problem with the Strait, a guy can take a mine, drop it in the water, and say, oh, it's unsafe. It's not like you're taking out an army or you're taking out a country or you they can drop it. Or you can take a machine gun from the shore and shoot a little few bullets at a ship. Or maybe an over-the-shoulder missile, small missiles. That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the Strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up.
Earlier in the day, Trump lashed out at U.S. allies for not doing more to support U.S. war efforts. Meantime, oil prices eased today, Brent crude settling just under $104 per barrel. And stocks surged, the Dow up more than 1,100 points, the S&P 2.9%, the NASDAQ 3.8%. President Trump has signed an executive order to create a nationwide list of verified eligible voters. It also seeks to bar the Postal Service from sending absentee ballots to those not on each state's approved list. In Florida, Tiger Woods has pleaded not guilty to DUI. A sheriff's report said he had opioids in his pocket after rolling his car last week. And Haya Panjwani reports a couple of Army helicopter crews are in some trouble.
The crews of two AH-64 Apache helicopters that hovered next to Kid Rock's swimming pool while he clapped and saluted have been suspended from flying pending an Army investigation of their actions. The entertainer is an outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump. He posted videos of the helicopters on social media over the weekend. One post included a caption from Kid Rock disparaging Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom. Kid Rock told WKRN-TV that it's not unusual for helicopters from nearby Fort Campbell to fly near his home. He says the fact that they stopped to hover near his house was really cool. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. College basketball's March Madness is coming to a climax. Githan Kulbaugh reports the women's Final Four set last night.
Top seeds Texas and South Carolina are headed back to the women's Final Four. Joyce Edwards had 24 points and 12 rebounds to help the Gamecocks best third-seeded TCU 78-52 in the Elite Eight.
Coach always said the Elite Eight is going to be one of the hardest games in the tournament. But, I mean, it just shows us our resilience.
Madison Booker scored 19, and the Longhorns routed second-seeded Michigan 77-41. South Carolina will face top overall seed UConn next Friday in a title game rematch. UConn beat Notre Dame 70-52 to secure its 25th Women's Final Four appearance. Texas will play fellow top seed UCLA. The UCLA women rallying past Duke 70-58. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The semifinal games are set for Friday night. The men's semifinals are Saturday. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.